On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU cross country team. Actually opened up homecoming week with a homecoming run. Emily Turner is with us right now. Emily, as the season has progressed, do you like the progress you're making? Do you still need to make some strides?
I've been making progress, and I hope to continue to be making more progress as the season goes on. Still plenty of time left to improve.
With a team as large in size as this one, is it easy practicing that there's always, at least should be for the most part, someone around you in a pack running, or is it too big of a group really for that?
I think it's a great size. I mean, no matter how you're feeling, you always have people to run with, and everyone's very supportive, so we're a big family.
Road race earlier this week, or earlier this season, with the Jack Pine Classic. Of course, most of your meets are on golf courses. Which do you prefer?
I like golf courses. Just all through high school, we ran on golf courses, so it's the most natural, and the grass feels good on our legs. So,
as dry as it has been, is it hard finding soft enough ground to run on where you're not hurting yourself in practice this year?
I don't really think that makes too much of a difference. We can tell on some golf courses, like the areas that they don't water, it's cracked. But we've run on roads for practice, so we're pretty good.
Guys, we'll be heading to the Roy Griak Invitational. That is a massive invitational with Division 1, 2, 3 high schools. Just the sheer size of that a little overwhelming?
Not really. I participated in the state meet my senior year of high school, so I have had experience running large meets, and my high school team also went to Alexandria for the meet of the champions, and so that adds on to experience with big meets.
With a lot of runners in a meet, does your strategy change at all?
It does, definitely. At the beginning, usually want to try and get out faster and be near the head of the pack so you're not stuck boxed in the back. And then it just means if you're boxed in, you have to work your way up throughout the rest of the race.
I would assume that's rather difficult to do.
It can be.
Do you just take that if it happens, okay, catch the next person, then catch the next person, or do you set your sights a little further than that?
Definitely start small. Just catch the next person and keep working your way up. It's all mental attitude that you have to keep yourself going.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.